But perhaps the biggest sticking point is whether senators on the Judiciary Committee will question Dr. Blasey themselves or use an outside lawyer or a committee aide, most likely a woman. In a letter sent Friday night to Dr. Blasey's lawyers, Mr. Grassley said Republicans reserve the option to have female staff attorneys who are sensitive to the particulars of Dr. Ford's allegations and are experienced investigators question both witnesses. All the Republicans on the panel are men. In a midterm election season where Republicans are already struggling to connect with female voters, party leaders desperately want to avoid images of an all-male panel ganging up on a woman who says she experienced a sexual assault. There are four women on the Judiciary Committee, but all are Democrats. Lawyers for Dr. Blasey have strongly opposed having an outsider question, an outside questioner, arguing that it could have give the hearing a prosecutorial tone. And Senate Democrats have indicated that no matter whom Republicans choose to question Dr. Blasey, when she is questioned by Democrats, senators will be doing the talking. We were told no decision has been made on this important issue, even though various senators have been dismissive of her account and should have to shoulder their responsibility to ask her questions, Dr. Blasey's lawyers said in their statement. Nor were we told when we would have that answer or answers to the other unresolved issues. But George Hartman, a spokesman for Mr. Grassley, said, as far as we're concerned, everything is resolved. The hearing is set for Thursday under the conditions outlined in the chairman's letter on Friday. Mike Davis, Mr. Grassley's chief counsel for judicial nominations, wrote in his own message to the lawyers on Sunday that some of their concerns went against standard committee procedure. As with any witness who comes before the Senate Judiciary Committee cannot hand over its constitutional duties to attorneys for outside witnesses, he wrote. The committee determines which witnesses to call, how many witnesses to call, and in what order to call them, and who will question them. These are non-negotiable. With Thursday's hearing locked in, Mr. Grassley made public for the first time Sunday night Dr. Blasey's July 30 letter to Ms. Feinstein, which laid out her allegation and eventually precipitated her story becoming public. At Dr. Blasey's request, Ms. Feinstein kept the letter a secret from other senators for weeks. But after Dr. Blasey identified herself last week to the Washington Post, little of its content remained unknown. Dr. Blasey's lawyers had agreed to the letter's release earlier on Sunday and also gave approval to make public another private letter penned last week by Dr. Blasey to Mr. Grassley, underscoring her wish to share her story directly with senators, according to a person familiar with the negotiations. Mr. Grassley had not yet released the letter.